Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp coming to you live from sunny California. And this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today is October 15th. And today is a Seven of Clubs day with a Queen of Spades ruling card. Libra, Seven of Clubs. Seven of Clubs, as some of you will know, have a strong desire for recognition. Even though the Seven itself doesn't tell you that, there's a karma card associated with the Seven of Clubs, which is the Eight of Diamonds. And the Eight of Diamonds is the sun card of the entire deck. And because our first karma card represents something that has not been integrated into our life in a positive way in the past, the Eight of Diamonds for the Seven of Clubs represents often an unfulfilled desire for recognition and fame. The other thing about the Seven of Clubs, the Eight of Diamonds, is that a lot of Seven of Clubs people have issues around being very strong-willed, very bossy. They also have trouble managing money. They usually spend money a little beyond their means. So anybody who has an eight as their first karma card can often have a power issues. You know, and they might come into this lifetime basically thinking that everybody's out to get them. But they have to maintain a certain amount of control in order to have a good life, which is a perception. It's basically a perception. The Queen of Spades ruling card gives that this birthday of the Seven of Clubs, because there's more than one birthday that has this card. The Libra one, in particular, will have a very strong work ethic. So people who are Seven of Clubs and Queen of Spades, well, people really believe that hard work is the way to get to where you want to go. So you take that, you combine this desire and this love of hard work, you might say, and you mix that with the desire for recognition, and you have somebody who can be a very successful, like Lee Iacocca was born today in 1924, and he was very successful. Penny Marshall, who was an actress and now is a director and producer of movies. Mario Puzo, actress Tanya Roberts, Sarah Ferguson, who married Prince Andrew, I think it was, yeah. Richard Carpenter of the Carpenters. Lots of people. And there's lots of other famous Seven of Clubs. I mean, Robin Williams is Seven of Clubs. Ex-President Clinton is a Seven of Clubs. It's very, very interesting. Seven of Clubs also, they have a Jack of Spades second karma card. So they can be very, very creative and very, very resourceful. And they can be dishonest. They aren't always, but the possibility is there for the Seven of Clubs to have a dishonest nature. Or they can certainly go that way if they want to. So we're going to have a short talk tonight. I'm going to talk about things only your astrologer knows. So it's going to be kind of a little lesson about astrology and the cards, but mostly about astrology. And then after that, we're going to take calls. So those of you who want to be first, you can call in any time. But I'd say wait till at least another 10, 15 minutes. Otherwise, you'll be on hold for a long time at the station. But all the lines are open right now. And I look forward to hearing from you, from everybody who's going to call tonight. So let's talk about astrology for a moment. I remember when I was first exposed to astrology. I was actually in my early 20s, and I was living in a yoga ashram, a place where you practice yoga disciplines. And one of the women there, I heard, she was doing readings for people. And you know how it is, how we're attracted to things in our life. We really don't know really why we were attracted to them. We just know that we are. But when I heard about this, when I heard that this person could do readings for people, I was just, I don't know, I just, it just hit a chord in me, and I just had to find out more about it. What's funny is I never did get a reading with her, but just hearing about that got me into reading books on astrology and starting to study it on my own. And I remember one of the very first books I read was a book about what's called the lunar nodes in astrology. I'll talk about those more in a few minutes, but once I started reading this book, it just made so much sense to me, and I went around to everybody, all my friends, and I would read about, you got to read this about you. What year were you born, and what month were you born? And I would look up the nodes, and I would tell them what the nodes meant, and it was just such a confirmation to me that there was some kind of a science out there that really knew. There were some answers. There was something you could really depend on as being really accurate and true. And that's what got me started into astrology. And shortly after that, really was within a few years of that time that I actually was exposed to the card system as well. So here we are. Let's just take a look at this. Here we are just living our lives as best as we can. And we don't know that, probably, that within our natal birth chart, there's a map of the tendencies that we have. We call it the karma, or we might call the chart the karmic map. Now, I'm talking about the birth chart, the one done at the time and place of your birth. It's also called the natal chart. It might actually have some other names too. And, you know, let's not get too wrapped up in it, but there's all kinds of ways of doing a natal chart. And there are what they call many house systems. And there's Eastern astrology and Western astrology. And there's Vedic astrology. And there's Chinese astrology. And there's so much. There's horary. There's so much ways of approaching astrology. It can become very confusing. The bottom line is the reader, a person reading the chart. If they know, if they understand, if they have anything of real truth to tell you. Because a lot of people studying astrology don't really know much. They just read out of books, like I did when I first started. And the book might be by a good author, but a lot of people have been doing it a while, never really got it, but they think they did. So I never really just think that anybody is a good astrologer. I even had a reading once with a really famous astrologer on my birthday. As a birthday present, she was quite expensive, and I remember being stunned at how poor she was as an astrologer. And this is a woman that's world famous, has columns in the newspaper, and we pay a lot of money. Well, it was worth the money because I found out that I was a better astrologer than her, and it encouraged me to raise my prices back then. So this natal birth chart of ours, it has secrets. It's really just information. The chart itself tells nothing unless you know how to read it. It's almost like these people who can read your palm or read your face or your head or your feet. They can